Joining us now, not on a fun subject, unfortunately, but is Dr. Carol Lieberman, known worldwide as America's psychiatrist. She is also the host of Dr. Carol's Couch on VoiceAmerica.com. Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So for listeners to understand, when we have a guest like you on, I get this little piece of paper and the top line tells me what you want to talk about. And I got to say, I found the headline here. Top line here was, unfortunate is the understatement of the world, but it says five reasons there will be more suicides this holiday season and how to protect yourself and your loved ones. What is going on?
Yes, unfortunately is right. I mean, yes, it's not the happiest topic to talk about, but it's important because people need to be watching out for these kinds of feelings in themselves and in their loved ones. Every holiday season we have, you know, you always hear about holiday blues, which is really nostalgia for holidays gone by. When our memory tells us that those were so much better than what we're this year, you know, than what we have in our lives today. And, so we feel kind of, melancholic, you know, nostalgic for those past years. But what I'm talking about, there's something beyond holiday blues, and that's what I'm talking about in terms of what we need to be watching out for this year, that it's a little deeper, in other words. And thanks a lot to COVID and to all the policies about COVID, you know, the lockdowns and the mandates and all of that. So there are five reasons why people will feel more suicidal, and the first one is burnout. That we have been hoping that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that we're going to be reaching it soon. We keep thinking, you know, we're almost there, we're almost there. And it gets really frustrating when then there's a new variant and then there's something else. And so some people will give up hope about this, us ever getting out of the tunnel. And then the second thing is there has been, because of lockdowns, a rise in self-destructive behaviors, alcohol abuse, drugs, eating too much. You know, we did it out of boredom. We did it because we were angry. And now that even though there really aren't lockdowns in most places, we've gotten into these habits. Another factor is isolation and loneliness because, you know, lockdowns made us into hermits, but then a lot of us are not really wanting to venture out again because we feel more comfortable in our pajamas than we do going into social situations. And then financial distress, of course. Many people have lost jobs, have lost their business. There's inflation, and they are sad that they weren't able to give the usual kinds of gifts that they give or go on the kinds of vacations that they may have gone on in the past. And just even more seriously, some people are having trouble finding money for food and rent. And then the fifth reason is loss of loved ones. Yes, there have been a lot of people who died from COVID, but there have also been a lot of people who have been dying because they weren't able to get medical care because of COVID. You know, they weren't able to get in to see their doctors or into a hospital. And or they were afraid to go those places because they didn't want to catch COVID, and really another sort of secret reason that people aren't talking about is that the stress of all of this has caused a lot of people to die, even if they didn't have underlying conditions. I mean, I'm not talking about dying from COVID. I'm just talking about you know, somebody who wasn't sick to begin with. That all of this stress that we've been going through for the last almost 2 years is making them sick, is attacking their most vulnerable organs.
So the question then becomes, what do we do? I mean, you paint this, and I believe you, this very, you know, glim, dark picture of where we are in society right now. What is the, well, I guess what to look for to make sure it's not one of your loved ones going through this, but also what is the resolution to it? How do you fix it?
Well, yes, I mean, the first thing is what you just said, to be alert for these, for signs of depression in yourself and in your loved ones, like overwhelming fatigue, loss of interest in life, sleeping too much or too little, eating too much or too little, sadness, a mood of sadness all the time, irritability, feelings of wanting to give up, and, of course, thoughts of suicide. So being alert for that, then the easiest thing to do, and, you know, anybody can do this, if you know, with enough discipline, is to get yourself to watch at least 1 hour of comedy a day, whether that's a sitcom or a funny movie, or at the very least, Googling jokes. And laughter really does wonders for what our minds and our bodies. And then you need to plan something to look forward to every day. In other words, a lot of times, if you don't, you know, if you just wake up and do whatever you think you're supposed to be doing, and you don't make a plan to do something special, then the day goes by. But that could be simple, like calling a friend. Going out in the sun is important. Making a plan to visit someplace you haven't been before. And then, of course, one of the most heartwarming things, you know, if you think you have problems, one of the most heartwarming things is to do something for a charity for people who really, if you're honest, you know, you look at their problems, whether it's poverty or some illness or something, and you realize that you don't have it so bad after all. And then if you volunteer for them, and it could be how, depending upon how comfortable you feel going out in terms of being with people, regardless of COVID, you could do things in person, you know, read to people, children, old people elderly people who don't get out, donating food, going to food banks and donating food, or at the very least, if you don't feel comfortable doing any of those things because of COVID, then getting a volunteer job calling for donations for your favorite charity. In other words, you can just stay home and make phone calls. And then you need to keep telephone numbers handy just in case, you know, your family physician, the closest hospital emergency room, your local suicide hotline, and then I'll give you the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 800-273-8255, 800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. So, you know, these are you know, specifically for this problem, mm-hmm. but really there are things that people can be doing all year and should be doing because we're not out of the woods.
That can bring themselves joy and bring it to others as well. I think it's very informative, very good advice. Dr. Carol Lieberman, you can find her on Facebook and on Twitter. Check out a lot of the work she's done is out there for us to look at, and it's very helpful and informative. Dr. Lieberman, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.